I know I'm late to the party on this one, but if you saw yesterday's video, you know what's going on already. So let's talk about the city bike controversy that went down back on May 14th. Tariq Nasheed, the Buck Broken himself, posted this viral tweet. A suspected white supremacist woman tried to steal a city bike from a black kid after he paid for it, and when him and his friends wouldn't allow her to steal it, she went through all the Karen tactics to try to get the black youths hemmed up, screaming for help, fake crying, mayo babbling. At this point, if you've paid attention, you've at least seen the original video. But let's watch it anyway, it's pretty short.
Help me! Please help me!
This is not your bike!
Please help me!
This is not your bike!
Please help me! Help! Please get off me!
Hassan, you pulled it out? This is my bike, it's on my account. Please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his, it's his, it's his.
Reset it. I'm gonna
pull
it out on your account.
You're active.
I don't give a fuck.
This is my bike. This is fake crying. Stop fake crying.
Hey, stop touching me. I don't touch you.
Hold up.
Hey, stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Why don't you take this bike?
Stop touching me.
I will.
So take it. So take it.
Fuck out of here.
Dumbass.
Your baby
going to
come out with
time. Wait, how you stop crying? Not a tear came down, miss.
I've got to say, if you watched only this back when it first came out and came away with a fully formed opinion, a hot take to slap on social media, you're just retarded. Tariq Nasheed's claim that the woman is a white supremacist who is stealing the bike from the black kid isn't substantiated by the video at all. But at the same time, the rightoids who immediately commented on the story, right when it dropped, to maximize news cycle clicks, uniformly claimed that this was an innocent woman being harassed, solely based on the content of the video. Now, it did turn out to be the case later on that she was innocent, and we'll get into the proof a little bit later, but I watched these pundits stake hard claims based on this 90-second clip. That is just stupid to me. We don't see the beginning of the conflict in this clip. The video begins after they've already started fighting, and we don't really see the end of the conflict either. Using only the video as evidence, and not the paper trail that came out days later, you cannot reasonably say who is in the right or wrong here. What you can notice, though, is that when a clip of this size comes out, it's because the person who's posting it wants you to think a specific way. A great example of what I'm talking about is the Steven Crowder clip that dropped a month or so ago, where he and his wife were fighting just before their divorce. A lot of leftoids wanted to crucify Crowder for this clip, not realizing, or just not caring, that the clip was edited down and released by his wife. That doesn't automatically mean that Crowder's innocent, but it does mean that you have to ask the question, why am I seeing what I'm seeing? Does the person who's posting this clip want me to come to a specific conclusion that is good for them? Could they have left out context, while not outright lying, that would weaken their position if it was included? The city bike footage doesn't contain much in it on its own that points to either party being guilty, but the fact that a known race hustler like Tariq Nasheed came out so strong with this bullshit makes me think that there's an angle here. In any case, because when it comes to online hate mobs, things are leaning leftward right now. The city bike woman was branded on Twitter and TikTok as a racist Karen who was trying to steal from these poor innocent black youths. She's a nurse at Bellevue Hospital, and as a result of the viral clip, the hospital announced that they were investigating her. You know what? I feel the same way about this as I did about Bodega Bro from before. Why the fuck are people getting fired for what they do off the clock? Random nurses and engineers aren't the same as being a frontman for a company. When you punch out, your boss has no business controlling what you do. And despite the anti-capitalist bent of the left, they're the ones who normalize this bullshit of corpos firing you arbitrarily for what you do off the clock. It's like I've been saying this whole time now. The fungible economics that the left hates are necessary to create the fungible culture that the left wants. Now, it did ultimately turn out that the woman had paid for the bike, not the black kid. But before we get into that conversation, let me quickly explain how City Bike works. In some larger cities, you'll find a bunch of identical bikes locked up in public terminals like this. Sometimes it's a publicly owned operation, generally tied to that city's transit service, like LA's Metrobike. Sometimes it's a private company providing the service, like Citibike in New York, which is where the viral video took place. But the idea is the same either way. There's a bunch of terminals across the city with bikes that are locked up. You've got an account with the service, and sometimes you have a card, sometimes an app on your phone. You go to the terminal, you scan your account, you take a bike out, and then you can return the bike to any other terminal in the city. It doesn't have to be the one that you grabbed it from. Some services charge for how long the bike is undocked, some for how far you travel. Some just have a flat monthly fee, but they all allow you to pick up and dock bikes at any terminal in the city, which is an important part of this conversation. The nurse ended up producing receipts, through her lawyer because, of course, she almost got fired for a fucking viral clip. I don't blame her for retaining one. The receipts showed that she was indeed the person who had rented out the city bike in question. She claimed that after a 12-hour shift at the hospital, she went to a nearby city bike dock, with bikes that were docked and available for rent, and paid for a bike through the city bike app on her phone. As she backed it up from the docking station, a group of 5 people approached her and claimed the bike was theirs. They physically pushed the bike with her on it back into the docking station, causing it to relock. One of the men then covered the bike's QR code, stopping her from paying again so that she could leave. In doing so, the man's arm was pushing against her pregnant stomach. It's kind of hard to make out in the video, but yeah, she was pregnant. The woman's 2 receipts from Citibike corroborate this story. One of them shows that a bike was checked out at 7:24 p.m. on May 12th, and then returned less than a minute later. This was when the men forcibly pushed the bike back into the dock. The second receipt, from several minutes later and after the viral video had concluded, was the bike that she used to finally get home. The narrative from progressives, that the black guys had taken the bike out and she was trying to steal it and weaponize her white woman tears, seems to be false. But also, the narrative that the black guys were trying to take the bike that she rented out from her also seems to be false, as they redocked it and prevented her from taking it out. If they wanted it on her time, they would have taken it, not redocked it. Here's what actually happened. In a May 25th article, where the mother of one of the guys was interviewed, she made the claim that no one had bothered to ask him for his side of the story, that he's only 17 years old, he's just a baby, he's only in high school, he should be planning to attend prom and graduate, but now people are being racist towards him. They're a poor family, they're immigrants, they can't afford to fight any of this. Of course, they had their names protected in the article, and nobody actually knows who this kid is. So how can anybody ask him for a side of the story if they don't know how to contact him? The guy himself said, "If they have my side of the story, she doesn't have a case." So, let's hear him tell his side of the story. He and his friends walked around the Bronx for 20 minutes, looking for a city bike, before they finally found some. They rode the bikes to Harlem, and stopped riding after 45 minutes. He explained that the price goes up after 45 minutes of continuous use. So he and his friends docked their bikes, waited for the rate to cool down again, and then took out the bikes again to go from Harlem to the Lower East Side of Manhattan. They docked the bikes again at 7:19 p.m. He admits, in his own retelling of events, that he and his friends were camping on the bikes without paying for them while they waited for their fare to go down again. The nurse then shows up and decides to use a bike at 7:24 p.m., which the boys intended to rent out once they could, but they hadn't actually claimed it yet. And that's when the viral video starts. Now, I don't know why he thought this retelling of events would help him, because it proves he was entirely in the wrong. This is like holding a taxi that you want for 15 minutes without actually paying for it. It's not yours just because you used it and intend to use it again in the future. If it's not rented out, it's not yours. Simple as that. And we can prove that this is exactly what happened by looking at the receipts. The serial number of the bike is 5603915. You can see that this specific bike was docked in Harlem at 6:06 p.m. and then again in Manhattan at 7:19 p.m. The bike is then attempted to be taken out of the dock at 7:24, again at 7:25, and then is finally rented out at 7:59 and used as intended. That's a 40-minute break where this guy just camped out on this bike and didn't pay for it and kept others from using it. And this is why you can hear in the background of that original viral video, when bystanders ask the two to just check the apps on their phone to see who actually has the bike, he refused to do it.
This is my bike, it's on my account. Yes, please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his.
Reset it. I'm
going to
take it out on your account.
You're active.
The guy's sister also made a TikTok video where she blatantly admits that her brother didn't actually have the bike rented out, but that the nurse still shouldn't have been able to take it because the bike was in his possession.
The only reason why Sarah Jane Comrie was able to produce this receipt for this bicycle is because she jumped over this young man standing right here who had his hands on the handlebars, jumped over him, impales herself on his bike, and scans the QR code to begin the ride. How did all of this happen, and how do I know what happened? Because that young man is my little brother.
Bike number 5603915 was in my brother's possession from St. Nicholas Avenue, Manhattan Ave, all the way to First Avenue, East 30th Street, from the hours of 6:33 p.m. to 7:19 p.m. At 7:19 p.m., they dock the bikes. Sarah Jane Comrie walks up to them, asks, "Hey guys, can I use one of you guys' bikes?" She says this as there are other bikes sitting idle at the bike rack. They politely decline. She asks them again, mentions that she's pregnant, and they still decline. Then, with my brother standing next to the bike with his hands on the handlebars, she jumps onto the bike, sits on the bike, and scans the QR code, thus beginning her ride. Mind you, the bike was in my brother's possession at this time.
Bitch, that ain't how this works. This isn't like Harry Potter goblins, where the new owner of an object isn't actually the owner despite having bought it. Of course, it turned out that the sister isn't exactly a person of good character either, as a quick internet dig discovered that she's actually just a disgusting racist. It turns out that black and Latino riders of the New York subway were disproportionately not paying for their fare, and that the police were instructed to, quote, go after them for it. In response, the sister said, "We hop in anyway, fuck MTA, fuck racism, fuck white people." I guess racism is when you make people pay for their subway fare? The quality of my life has improved greatly since I stopped moving out of the way for white people. It's so crazy because you see how this shit get ugly, but it's so crazy seeing my little brother and his friends be harassed by a white bitch for no reason over a damn city bike. She can kiss dat job goodbye. Every day I wish they genes ain't mutate to create white people. Yeah, this person's actually just a piece of trash. Like I said earlier, leftoid talking heads were quick to jump on the dog pile. It should surprise nobody that people like Vosh called for her to be fired over what basically amounted to being correct but having bad optics.
Is this an opportunity for me to demonstrate how not racist I am? Of course she would be a nurse. Dude, nurses are fucking psychotic. I swear to God, nurses are like female cops. That's like the female version of being a cop, where you're a horrible, abusive piece of shit and you get out of school and you wanna like have control over people's lives. The black guy, they rented the bike and then the white lady came over and just wanted to take it and then just started shouting help. This is so petty on her part. It's not petty. She's trying to steal the bike and or get these black guys arrested. This woman is either a sociopath, a racist, or both. And it's just trying to like nab simultaneously a free bike and also just get some black guys arrested. It's like this is an attack that could literally endanger their lives. It sure is fucking crazy that if you're a black guy, like at any point in time, a white woman could just lock onto you and just decide to like ruin your life. Yeah, she like instantly stops crying the moment she realizes it's not working. Yeah. Wait, is this in... Oh, this is New York City. Wait, she should be fired for this. I genuinely, like, if you see one of your nurses, a person who holds the life of patients in their hands, and you see this insane psycho fucking sociopath shit, she should be fired immediately.
Yeah, he walked it back later and deleted the original video, but imagine being somebody like this guy. Imagine that you have a career of giving the shittiest take imaginable based solely on knee-jerk feels, a take that ends up being entirely wrong, but jives very well with your audience's politics. And then when it finally comes out that you actually were wrong, you get extra brownie points with the retards that watch you for coming out and bravely admitting that you were wrong, when the obvious good thing to do is to not give the retarded take in the first place. The Young Turks also had a response that was especially brain dead.
A video has gone viral appearing to show a white woman making an incredibly dramatic scene in New York City after she apparently, according to all that we know, tried to claim a rental bicycle.
They just ran with outright lies, stuff they just made up because it made the nurse look worse. They assumed that she was drunk because she was, get this, in her work clothes?
It's not that hard to figure out. If you're doing it on the app, it'll say which bike and which, it'll have a label at the docking station for which bike she's in reference, or they're both referencing. So honestly, it should have been pretty clear to her, but she's in work clothes. So yeah. My first thought was, is she drunk? Like, is she, I don't know, but she just seemed really out of it, and she's straight up racist, totally.
They ran with the white woman tears narrative, which is really funny because if anybody who's not progressive ever calls a woman out for fake crying, they're called misogynists.
It looked like, you know, what we've seen in instances like this, you have the racial component of, you know, a white woman attempting to elicit some sort of response by kind of over-exaggerating the situation that's actually happening.
I was just thinking of this woman, yes.
Exactly, of implying like, I'm in danger, everyone, do what you do when a white woman is in danger and a black man's around, do that thing.
In fact, a decade ago, we saw the widespread mockery of male tears from white feminists. And it's funny how now that the culture has shifted even more leftward, those who were once protected by this rhetoric have now become its target. Does anybody remember this viral video from 2015 where a white woman walked through New York and was harassed by a bunch of black men? This was presented as, by leftists at the time that were much more feminist-oriented and less intersectional, as being an example of male harassment and misogyny against women. If you pointed out the racial component of the video, by the way, you were called a racist and immediately shut down. But now, in 2023, we have black men harassing a white woman, and progressives are siding, incorrectly, with the black men this time. Because who is more or less oppressed has shifted around in the intersectional ranking system in the past 10 years. One of the clips that the Young Turks run in the background of their report is this video of a white woman in Central Park with her dog, appearing to act unhinged towards the black man recording the event.
Can you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
This was a previous viral video from 2020 that had a similar trajectory as the nurse one. Progressives knee-jerk siding with the black man, calling the woman a racist white Karen, and later on context came out that she was actually in the right. But this time it wasn't even later on, because the guy who took this clip uploaded it with this caption on his Facebook page. Central Park this morning. This woman's dog is tearing through the plantings in the ramble. Me. Ma'am, dogs in the ramble have to be on the leash at all times. The sign is right there. Her. The dog runs are closed. He needs his exercise. Me. All you have to do is take him to the other side of the drive, outside the ramble, and you can let him run off the leash all you want. Her, it's too dangerous. Me, look, if you're gonna do what you want, I'm gonna do what I want, but you're not gonna like it. Her, what's that? Me, to the dog. Come here, puppy. Her, he won't come to you. Me, we'll see about that. I pull out the dog treats that I carry around for just such an intransigence, okay? I didn't even get the chance to toss any treats to the pooch before Karen scrambled to grab the dog. Don't you touch my dog! That's when I started recording video with my iPhone, and when her inner Karen fully emerged and took a dark turn. Like, holy fuck, dude, this guy posted the clip with context showing he planned to steal her dog, and progressives just ignored it and called him the victim. They saw a crying white woman and heard a black accent behind the camera, and their minds were automatically made up, no brain power required. This event happened back on May 25th, 2020, the same day as George Floyd's death, so while it did kinda go viral, it was largely overshadowed. When the media did comment on it, though, they had the same story. White women use their whiteness and femininity to destroy black men. The woman in this video was actually fired from her job as a result of the incident, and was charged with filing a false police report, a charge that was dropped after she completed a 5-session educational course about racism. Meanwhile, the man who recorded the video now has a Disney Plus TV show based around birdwatching and how powerful he is for being a black man in an area dominated by white people. You know, I understand how racists are created after this bullshit. This chick was entirely in the right to not want her dog be stolen, and called 911 because she felt like she had no other choice. But because he was black and she was white, she had to go through racial re-education. Most people don't regularly encounter the justice system, and if her only encounter with it is a traumatic experience where she's clearly correct and being punished for it, from her point of view, she's probably thinking that the government is actually full of black supremacists and woke white cucks trying to destroy the white race or something. If this guy were white, I promise you, every single progressive who wanted to see her destroyed would have immediately flipped that script. Oh dude, it's the patriarchy. She's just a woman. He's approaching her. She has no one with her. All the men are rapists. The cops won't help her because they're the patriarchy too. She's obviously reasonable to be scared because a male is approaching her. But mention that the male is black, and all that logic goes out the fucking window. We are actually at a place now where progressives will let black people do anything, no matter how awful, and excuse it because of racism. The progs have been moving in that direction for a while now, but I think that George Floyd hyper-accelerated it. A black dude could actually rape a progressive woman at this point, and she would literally say it's reparations. There's no shortage of clips online right now of black people behaving genuinely awfully. Looting, smashing, assaulting, and progressives are excusing it all because of their own racism. They're racist against whites, so they're happy to see whites be victims. And they're racist against blacks because they're unwilling to hold them to any sort of civilized fucking standard. Now, there's definitely going to be some white supremacists out there who see these clips and claim that black people are actually just predisposed to be more violent, or they're somehow inferior, or they naturally hate whitey. That's not the argument that I'm making, and that is about as stupid as progressives who explain away the violence. The behavior of the people in these clips is inexcusable, but I'm not so dumb as to watch a dozen clips and assume that everybody of that demographic in those clips behaves this way. No. The issue here is specifically how the progressives are treating these clips. The person who watches nothing but a steady stream of videos showing black on white crime and nothing else will likely come out of the other end of that mind-fucked into being a white supremacist. But their media diet isn't indicative of reality. But at the same time, the progressives who display all of those clips and then say, nothing is wrong here and you're a racist for noticing a problem, only serve to make things worse. In other words, I'm not sitting here blowing smoke up your ass about how the events in these clips aren't happening, and it's good that they are. Nor am I sitting here saying that these clips prove that entire demographics behave in a certain way. I'm saying that the way progressives talk about these clips, the way that progressives talk about race, the way that progressives want black perpetrators of crime to be lionized as heroes, all of that feeds into the white supremacist narrative about race. Because progressives are fucking retarded. I know that meme about crime stats. I know which demographics disproportionately commit more crimes. I also know many people in those demographics who don't commit crime and hate those who do for making them look bad. The liberal answer to this sort of thing is understanding that differences between individuals is always larger than differences between racial groups. In other words, even if there's a documented disparity for crime rates between whites and blacks, the differences between two random black people or two random white people will always be larger than the differences between blacks and whites as groups. The point is, ultimately, none of this shit is okay, and most people talking about events like these tend to be racists, whether that's the white supremacists spinning up narratives about black crime and genetics, or the progressives claiming that the victims of black bad behavior are at fault because they're white. I would personally love to be done with this topic, but every single notable discourse that happened during my absence was race-based. So buckle up, chaps. We're gonna be doing this for a while longer.